Hello and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome aboard to another edition of New Retirement Ray Didio with Prout Financial, starring Mr. Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner and team. Good morning, sir. Hold on, sir.
Good morning, Ron. It's great to be here. Thank you so much. On March 12th, 2020, I was going to say a day to live in infamy, but decided not to. It's a wild world out there. I mean, really, is it not? It is also my father's birthday. He would have been 97 today. So, Dad, you were the best. He was the best dad ever. Mm-hmm. Still thankful today as I think about this. He rocked as a father. Involved, caring, loving. He was a man and loved it and loved Mom in a great way. So,
wonderful.
Kudos to Mr. Dwayne.
I'm telling you. So to the dad.
You bet.
Didn't he go into accounting in retirement because he thought it was fun?
He went into bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping.
Because he was sent to war, if you will. He was interrupted from his education that he wanted to do in college, which was quite rare at that time. He was off to war and had dreamed of being a bookkeeper, keeping books, and wound up keeping books for several entities there locally. And yeah, he made the most of that, and I've always admired him for that. I remember him studying for late into the evenings to get additional designations where he was at Dow Chemical working, and I've always thought of that when I had to do the same myself. So, hey, it's great to be here. We have Heidi Thompson with us. Welcome, Heidi.
Good morning.
Morning. And Shay Pataja as well.
Hello.
And it's safe to say that we are just a bit wound up this morning.
By we, mostly Dennis.
Yeah.
Say Dennis.
Sorry. I already asked them to keep me on the straight and narrow when it comes to trying to disseminate information that is helpful to you, our audience, who we love, and I love being a part of this show, trying to make the best decisions on how much information to share, where to go with it. And today we're going to be talking about Social Security and its taxation and other issues related to it, as well as Medicare impacts that can occur with Medicare. Now, before we get started, you have a question first, though. Go for it, Ren.
The president mentioned cutting the payroll taxes as a way to stimulate the economy. So that means no FICA, no Social Security, no Medicare. But how would that money be made up? Wouldn't that be – those funds are already in trouble. Now, we'd be talking about shorting them even more, right?
Well, yeah. In essence, the government would have to make that up through their own spending.
Right.
Yeah. So it would be less revenue for them. That's why you're getting some kickback from the Republicans on the Republican side, as well as the Dems, too, I think. Yeah, so it's a significant amount of revenue. $1 trillion is a lot of money. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. It really isn't. Any way to incentivize or incent business owners and or to push more cash into the economy right now is a great idea. One way it's happening is interest rates. Another way is falling oil prices. Both of those are going to make a difference in people's pockets, which is always a good thing in times like this.
By the way, can I just throw one stat out there?
Yes, sir.
People have said, we have these record deficits because of the tax cuts. But once again, the monthly report has come out, and the government spent a record amount of money in February, but also collected a record amount in taxes in February. So each month has been like that. Record amounts collected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, FYI.
Yeah, what happens with that, of course, is it's a cost benefit equation that you and every other person who is an investor makes. What do you mean by that?
What's he mean?
Well, if I'm going to pay 20% in tax for a certain activity, let's say I decide to sell a real estate piece of real estate, and yet they change the tax law and I go to the accountant or whomever I would speak to in that regard, and they would say, well, your taxes just went down by half. All of a sudden, that changes the equation for you, the investor. So it is a moving piece where you are pivoting in terms of that decision you get to make in terms of that changing a piece. It's the same reason that many corporations brought back a lot of their foreign operations to pay the tax because the tax came down. They were incentivized to do that. This was, what, 2 years ago? So we get that. It is a decision that's made based on an investment. It doesn't occur in a zero net entity universe. It's the same reason people were moving out of New York, well, still are moving out of New York in droves, because they have to pay that much more in tax. It's a cost-benefit equation. What are the benefits I'm getting versus the cost? So you see, all of a sudden, the revenue increases, even though on the face of it, you could say, perhaps, in that zero net universe, well, if we cut the tax, then the revenue goes down. Well, that makes sense, right?
Well, there's also on more the and more people.
On the surface, it makes sense.
There's more and more people who are working because our unemployment figures have come down. So you have more people who are contributing to the economy, which also generates more tax revenue for the government. So, it's not a one-on-one correlation. Like,
not.
You cut taxes, you're going to get less revenue. Actually, we've seen this time and time again. You cut taxes and revenue goes up.
Which is exactly the opposite that what you would think from the surfactant part of it.
The surfactant. Would you have rather have 100 people?
That's a word I just made up. Thank you.
100 people paying a 10% tax or 200 people paying an 8% tax? Right?
Well, it depends on the revenue that they're generating, obviously.
Yeah, what they're earning. But but the point is, the more people who work, the more they pay taxes.
Right.
Yes. Even if they're lower.
And the less unemployment that we're paying from the government to the...
Yes. So revenue tends to increase and dramatically when the pendulum shifts toward lower tax rates, because investors are more willing to make that sale decision where previously they weren't. They said, I'm not selling that. I got to pay all that tax. You've heard that before. Oh, I'd sell it, except I got to pay all the tax. Well, obviously, tax is a part of the decision in that situation. Thank you, Ron. So, in terms of Prout Financial Design and our own preparing and our own preparations for events like this, we have been working on getting our IT set and safer for the last year. Hired an outside company that does that to improve our internet security, all the security internal to our firm. All of our staff now in the next 2 weeks will be able to work off site as a result of this coronavirus.
If
need be, thank you. See the details. So our IT area is significantly more robust. We're able to handle off-site meetings. So if clients don't want to come in, if we do get to that point where close contact is becoming more and more of an issue, we're disinfecting, by the way, all of our conference rooms now after every meeting. We've raised the protocols in our own office significantly for how we're going to handle this. But off-site meetings are welcome as well. Obviously, the phone or Zoom or Skype. Any technology that you want to employ personally, we can do through our office.
And we've also invested in the recent years in our technology, like Dennis has been saying, to improve the experience for our clients. We have client portals that have a ton of information out there, and people can see their accounts, see the activity. So we can get on a portal with them now, and we can both be looking at the same thing and have a meaningful discussion. Mm. So by investing in these things over the recent years, we've helped prepare ourselves to make this a little bit easier period of time while we all go through this reduced one-on-one meetings or travel ability. So
hopefully everything will, these things, that the changes that we've made, will make those experiences easier and better.
Yes. And we are seeing this coronavirus is going to be much longer than previously thought. This is not going to be weeks. This is going to be months. It's going to go on. So
our boss said we don't need to worry about the COVID-19 here. He just updated our computers with the new Norton antivirus program. So I don't think he gets it, though.
I don't think he gets it. That's pretty funny, too, because I do have Norton did put out a warning that there are a lot of phishing scams starting. So to be aware of that, and I posted that article on our Facebook page. So just be aware that some emails might come looking like they're from the CDC and from other public health officials, and they're not. So another reason to follow the Facebook page, just because I don't post just our stuff. I try to keep you informed with information that's coming to us.
Yes, and we're on it in terms of our ability to serve our clientele, and glad that we've done all this preparation to be able to, in essence, meet with people offsite if needed. Obviously, we didn't anticipate this, as no one else did, but what do we do? What do we do to pivot with it, which is what we're going to be talking about today. Now, some of you may be delaying retirement all of a sudden. You may decide that that is the best thing to do because the circuit breakers were hit this morning on the stock market, and we're going to see a lot of bumpiness here. That's just how it is, of course. This sleigh ride down the hill is going to be pretty rough. So how do you set for this? You may want to delay retirement. Working longer can be a great solution to prevent a shrinking nest egg from being tapped too soon. Or in that alternative, do you have assets that you can tap that have not been affected at all? Many short-term bond funds and or other assets such as fixed annuities can be tapped with no cost or fee. Obviously, there are income tax, perhaps, given the types of accounts that you would liquidate from. But in some regards, it may make sense to look at the portfolio more closely in terms of what your own options are for drawing income and or for drawing assets from those accounts. This is interesting in terms of history. Whenever we've seen these kinds of declines in the stock market from other viruses, now this virus, it's always different this time, isn't it? It's always different this time. But historical perspective, if I can say that, in 2003 we had SARS. In 2006 to 2007, I'm looking at a graph here, I'm not sure what year that was, avian flu, swine flu, 09, MERS, coronavirus, in 2013, Ebola in 2015, Zika in 16 somewhere, and the Wuhan coronavirus happening now. But you can just take a look at the stock market in terms of its graph and how the markets responded over time with those. It kind of went right on by.
Dennis is showing Ron a graph.
Yes,
right.
Yes. I thought he would appreciate this. So would our listening audience, right?
So if you just... you ride this out, and you've talked, I don't know what the term is, and you've got your mutual funds, and they continue to buy stocks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they're buying them at lower prices now because of the sell-off. The prices of many stocks have gone down.
Yes.
So does that mean your portfolio is acquiring more of those stocks because they're at a lower price?
If they're in there buying, absolutely.
Okay.
So they're in there, which we're seeing a lot of them doing. They're in there buying the great companies with the great balance sheets, conservative for sure, but that have gone down still in price in concert with the other stocks that have gone down. Okay.
So if you're just riding it out, then you're acquiring, hopefully, more stocks at lower prices. So when it bounces back, you'll feel that effect.
Yes.
Okay.
And the other part of that is if you're adding monies to your 401k, which we mentioned last week. So for those who are able to add, that's going to be significant. It doesn't lessen all of the pain. This is going to be tough seeing the 331 statements. They're going to be down. The last time we had a 20% correction, which we've just seen, was when? Last time?
2008.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, 12,
2001.
It surprised me. I'd forgotten about it. December of 18.
That's right, because you came in and did the radio show.
Oh, that was the low point. Yeah.
That's right. I remember.
When I came in and did the special radio show.
Yep.
So December of 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So perspective. We all need that in these kinds of times. Don't I know I do. It helps me. So, again, thank you for listening. Now, Social Security. How do we, I just had this question yesterday. What should I do? Should we take it early? We have other assets. We have other incomes. I have a pension income, this gentleman was telling me. What should I do? So we asked him several questions. First of all, and then we'll take a break. First of all, I said, now, will your wife have her own benefit or collect on yours? He said, she'll have her own benefit. And then I said, if you pass away before she does, which is usually the case, would she collect then on her own benefit, or will yours be greater than hers? And he said, I'm pretty sure hers, or rather mine, will be greater than hers. Okay, that's another interesting piece. I said, and obviously, given both of your health, you believe she'll live longer than you. And he said, yes, indeed. So with those three questions and the fact that he has other assets to draw from, we talked about the benefit of him waiting on his Social Security benefits, because it'll not only benefit him, but it'll benefit her if he predeceases her. So those are the big parts right now, if you will, from the 30,000-foot view that we're looking at, that we're counseling clients about. And then we'll talk about the tax on Social Security. That's what he was concerned about as well. You know, am I going to pay taxes if I go to work again after I retire from my real job? So, the Social Security benefits and how are they taxed? If you're filing a single return or sole income return, incomes between $25,000 and $34,000, you'll have to pay income tax on up to 50% of your Social Security benefits. $25,000 to $34,000 of taxable income filing singly, all right? If you're filing jointly, continue with single individual again, at incomes more than $34,000, you'll be taxed on up to 85% of your Social Security benefits, and that's the maximum that can be taxable on your Social Security benefits. We'll also talk about how your Social Security benefits may be cut due to other incomes while working, if you're younger as well. If you file a joint return, incomes between a taxable incomes rather of $32,000 and $44,000 will be taxed at a 50% bracket or rate. If it's more than $44,000, you'll be taxed on up to 85% of your benefits. 85% of benefits will be taxed. Now, if you're under full retirement age, switching the subject to working while collecting benefits early before your full retirement age, or FRA, as Social Security refers to it. If you're under full retirement age for the entire year, they'll deduct a dollar from your benefit payments for every $2 you earn above the annual limit of $18,240. So in essence, if you're in anything, frankly, above $18,000, and you're retiring early and collecting Social Security benefits before full retirement age, your benefits are going to be cut $1 for every $2 above that amount. So let's just keep it simple. If it were $10,000 above that $18,000 of earned income from the job, your benefits are going to be cut by $5,000.
So, Dennis, right? These are 2020 numbers, right?
Yes,
okay.
2020.
Because people are doing 2019 taxes right now, so we want to make sure there were different numbers.
Yeah, they were a bit lower for 19. I think it was 17,900 or 18,000, something like that. Now, in the year you reach full retirement age, they'll deduct, or FRA, full retirement age, they'll deduct a dollar in benefits for every $3 you earn above a different limit. In 2020, the limit on your earnings is $48,600. But we only count earnings before the month you reach your full retirement age. So that's a bit of a little bit more complex. But we'll just say after full retirement age, there is no limit on your earnings from outside work, W-2 wage or self-employment income. And you won't get a cut in your actual benefits now. You will be taxed, but the benefits won't be cut. Clear as mud?
Yeah.
Excellent. So that's another reason to consider drawing your Social Security benefits later, later, always later. Those financial advisors, do they always want me to push everything back? They're always talking about that, you know?
Well, it is kind of fun because to think about, which I can't believe that's coming out of my mouth, but I was sitting with a friend. She's 60 this year. She's able to collect Social Security from her ex-husband who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting, and I'm finding this with a lot of my friends that are over 60, is that they're coming up with these incredible entrepreneurial ideas that could exceed, if they followed through, could exceed what they made in their working years. They're actually like solid ideas. And so they're like, but wait, if I'm collecting, so they're asking me, if I'm collecting Social Security, how much can I make off of this idea? And, you know, there is a tension there because they're retired and now they have the time to create ideas and businesses that they did not have the time during their working years. So what do you do then?
Well, first off, I love it that you've drank enough of the Kool-Aid here, and even in this show, to where you actually find it enjoyable, because isn't that amazing? Just to step back, the amazing difference you can make for your friends because you've been exposed to this stuff.
Well, I love strategy. I'm a strategist, but the numbers part is where I get a little bit lost. But I am curious on how to direct them because I'm not an advisor, but they're running this by me because I've been here, obviously, a long time.
Well, generally, anything before full retirement age, they're going to get hit. But in terms of trying to gaze into the future a bit, have them go down to the Social Security Administration office. They tend to be quite helpful right here in Traverse City, Michigan.
Yeah, she has gone there. But she goes, what if this idea? What if I make, you know, what if this year I take the time developing it? And then next year, it's $100,000 income.
Tell her to cut her benefits. They'll stop her. Stop
they
the Social Security benefits.
They will be happy to stop the benefits, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll be happy to stop it, but it's not as though she's gonna forego the benefits now for an increase later, because those earnings will count toward her benefit in the future as well as the 8% increase she'll see because she waited. So it's a great investment she's making. She didn't even know it.
I think I'm going to start a coaching practice just for entrepreneurs over 60 because their ideas are so great. It's so much fun to listen to what they've come up with.
So you're enjoying that.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my gosh. I think we have one of the biggest entrepreneurial cultures on the planet right here in Traverse City, Michigan.
So give us an idea, one of the, you know, general idea, not specific, but.
I don't want to give away her idea. Well, I'll use my mom as an example.
You've got Ron's interest. That's what's going on here.
My mom makes the best, hands down. I mean, she's made them for 20 years. Just these simple white rolls for dinner.
Oh, they are the best.
You
they
make
the
them
best.
For breakfast, or you toast them and put butter and jelly. I mean, my mom, I'm like, listen to me, Shannon, that's her name. When I'm getting serious, I call her Shannon.
Shannon.
You could go down to the farmer's market, just make these rolls, and you would be sold out. You'd have people lined up. My high school friends.
It'd be pandemonium.
Yes,
it really would be.
My friends still ask, will your mom? This is like over 20 years ago. We were in high school. Will your mom send me these rolls? Will she ship them? So I'm like, Mom, this could be an idea. But she's having so much fun traveling to see the grandkids and doing things like that, that she doesn't want to restrict her schedule. So you see, I'm not saying that's a $1 million idea. It could be. But I've got her branding already figured out. I've got the marketing plan.
Get that recipe. If Mom's not going to do it, Shay can do it.
I don't. That might be a dangerous idea.
She's already employed full time. Thanks, Ron.
But that's one idea where I get super excited because I see her having so much fun doing that, and it's
cool.
One text message that came in, Dennis. Yes. I haven't dared look at my accounts this week. All I can say is buy. Better days ahead.
Yep. I would agree. Obviously, you're never going to catch it at the bottom, but it goes against, given some of the fears that are going on out there, and we'll see more bumpy rides ahead. But again, that's what the veterans of the market, those who've been at it the longest, are doing. Yes, sir. Next, Heidi, we're talking about Medicare And the impact of selling a home, vacation home, on Medicare premium.
This was kind of shocking.
What's this all about, anyway? You've got this information all highlighted.
Tell us what's going on. Well, this article came from Investment News, and Dennis showed this to me, and it really captured my attention because we have so many clients who have vacation homes in other places, either here or maybe their vacation home is in Florida for the winter vacation. But they had somebody write in, and the author of this article is Mary Beth Franklin, and she's their Social Security expert and Medicare expert, and I really like her ability to look at these questions that come in and bring these issues to the forefront. So she had somebody write in who had a sale of their vacation home, which caused their income to go up for the year. And they noticed
their taxable income.
Taxable income. Yeah. And then they're like, wait, my Social Security is less now. And they said, how could this happen? But drilling down into the details, it wasn't that their Social Security was less. It was that their Medicare premiums increased as a result of that additional income. So one thing to keep in mind when you're looking at Medicare, there's different parts. There's your Part A, which comes along, and then there's your Part B, and that's the part that you pay out of the Social Security to buy it. You pay a premium for the coverage of the Part B.
It's withheld from your Social Security benefits to pay that premium.
So the people who had written in, this is what had happened. So it's something for people to keep in mind that as you're pulling money out of your IRAs and your 401ks, or you're selling property and you're creating more income, this is going to affect how much the surcharge is on that premium that you have to pay out of your Social Security. And these are cliff brackets. And what they mean by cliff brackets means that if you're $1 over the amount or the limit, then you're paying the next higher surcharge. So you want to take a look at those. So for single people, the surcharge starts once you are over $87,000. And for married
people, Of taxable income.
For married people, it's much higher. It's $174,000. And we're using 2020 numbers for that. And then it goes up from there. But just for people who are making plans, that's something to be aware of. Now,
the maximum premium can be how much, Heidi? Maximum premium for Medicare? What's the bottom number there?
$491.
So $491. Normally, it's $144.60 a month, rather. So it can go up to over $400 if your income is high enough. So it's important to know that they'll take that out of your Social Security benefits. And in terms of increased premiums for Medicare.
And another thing to be aware of is when they're looking at your income, they're looking at your income from 2 years previous.
Yes.
Okay?
2 years previous.
For more information, you call you, Heidi, or look that up on your page, or where can people find out more about that article?
Yeah, they can definitely give us a call if they want to come in and talk about it. We can do that as well. And or you can write in questions to Shay, and we can answer those next week on the radio.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.